you want to talk about bladder problems, then the man you want to talk to would probably be my cousin Earl. I guess y'all know Earl. He lives out on Route 13 out on that maggot farm. Earl don't like it when you get his maggot farm confused with a worm farm. A worm farm is for worms, and a maggot farm is for maggots. And Earl's got the biggest maggots in the state. 3 feet long. Of course, now Earl believes this might be due to the fact that St. Smithens Medical Facility has been dumping their waste on his property. The interesting thing about 3 foot maggots is that one day the China disappeared, and then the next day his television disappeared, and then a few days after that, his 57 Chevy disappeared. But there they are, the world's biggest maggots. Anyway, one day Earl and I are standing in the kitchen, giant maggots crawling across the floor, and Earl turns to me and he says, "Did you ever go to make a pork sausage and find it's got hairs all over it?" And it gives me a look that still chills me to this day. Now Earl's got a son, and they call him Earl Jr., which I think is pretty clever since he is Earl's son. He's not really a normal boy, ever since that tractor accident. Anyway, he ran up $5,000 worth of 976 phone bills. He called weird, unnatural numbers like 976 pig with two G's and 976 sheep, which has 5 letters in it. I know, he's a sick boy. Earl suggested it. Well, maybe I talked to him. So I went into his bedroom and I set him down. But before I could say a word, Earl Jr. looked at me and he said, "Did you ever go to make a pork sausage and find it's got hairs all over it?" And he gave me a look that chills me to this day. Now Earl's got a daughter, and they call her Effie Sue. And Effie Sue, she don't look so much like a little girl as she looks like a big pile of fungus. Earl blames this too on the fact that St. Smithens Medical Facility has been dumping on his maggot farm. I never had much contact with Effie Sue. Excuse me, I don't even think out much of her to get her name right. I never had much contact with her. She just normally just sits on the couch like a little ball of fungus and just boils away. But one day she looked at me, and that little ball of fungus opened its mouth, or what I guess was its mouth. I'd hate to think what else it could be. And out of that orifice floated the words, "Did you ever go to make a pork sausage and find it's got hair all over it?" And then that little pile of fungus gave me a look that chills me to this day. Now Earl's got a wife, and we call her Wife. We don't know her name because she's never really said that much. For the longest time, we thought she could only say 2 words, which were dog and pussy. We thought that meant dog and cat. But then we found out what she was really trying to say was dog pussy. One big hyphenated word, which doesn't come up much in conversation, especially amongst Baptists. We never heard her say anything other than that. You know, she works down at St. Smithens Medical Facility and Pork Sausage Distillery. She's got a good paying job there. Although she only does say those, well, that one word. And we have heard her say another thing once, but that was a long time ago. We were sitting around the house, and she looked at me and she said, "Did you ever go to make a pork sausage and find it's got hairs growing all over it?" And she gave me a look that chills me to this day. Now one day Earl took his whole family fishing down in Miller's Creek. He took his wife, who could only say dog pussy. He took his son, Earl Jr., who took the day off from calling 976 barnyard numbers. And he took that little ball of fungus daughter, Effie Sue, of his, along with him. They all got in a little boat and they all started fishing. Now, St. Smithens Medical Facility and Pork Sausage Distillery has been known to dump their stuff into Miller's Creek. All sorts of heinous stuff, big barrels floating in the creek, little things on them that say St. Smithens Medical Facility and Pork Sausage Distillery. Anyway, Earl was fishing, and he caught a walleye bass, which had 27 eyes on it. It was a 27-eyed walleye bass. Earl looked at it and thought, wouldn't this be good to eat? So he took out his knife to cut it open. But that fish fish looked up at him and it said, "Please, mister, please don't eat me." And Earl said, "But I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I work on a maggot farm. My wife can only say dog pussy. My daughter's a pile of fungus. My son spent all of his college money calling 976 numbers. I have to eat you." And that fish said, "Please don't eat me, mister, please." And he said, "I have to, I have to." So the fish said, "All right then, if you're gonna cut me open, let me ask you one question. Did you ever go to eat a pork sausage and find it's got hairs growing all over it?" And then all 27 eyes stared back at Earl. And they stared back at his wife, who could only say dog pussy. And they stared back at his weird 976 animal calling son. And they stared back at that little pile of pus that passes for Earl's daughter. And they gave him a look. All 27 eyes gave them a look. A look that they will not forget until this very day.